AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Delivering a fiery State of the Union address last night, President Biden used the occasion to position himself as a continuing to counter Donald Trump heading into 2024. ABC News Deputy Political Director Avery Harper has more.
His campaign had been marking this speech as a new phase in the campaign for them. That's about defining the choice that Americans have now between Biden and Trump. And despite the fact that he never mentioned his name, I think it was very clear that Biden was trying to draw a contrast. And we saw this on a variety of issues. We saw this on defending democracy. We saw this on reproductive rights. We saw this on the economy.
The Republican response delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
5 months into the war, the people of Gaza are facing widespread hunger. Now a ship bearing humanitarian aid is making preparations to leave Cyprus. International donors launching a new sea corridor. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. representatives are split along party lines after last night's State of the Union address. Democrat Mark Pocan tells Spectrum News he liked what he heard about the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act and the Inflation Reduction Act. Republican Brian Stiles says he was listening to hear what the president had to say about the cost of living. One Wisconsin voter says she's more interested in policy than politics. Diane Valencia of Racine says she wanted to hear President Biden deliver straight talk about the State of the Union last night.
I expect a responsible person in a political position to give me facts and explain to me, as a nation, what are we supposed to do to make things possible.
Valencia says she was interested in hearing what the bipartisan infrastructure law is doing for her community. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Wisconsin did pretty gouda at the World Championship Cheese Contest this year. Judges announced their winners at the Monona Terrace Thursday. Wisconsin had two cheeses in their top 20, a traditional aged cheddar from Hennig's Cheese in Kiel and a Parmesan from Schumann Cheese in Turtle Lake. Wisconsin cheeses took home 39 first place finishes and a total of 142 cheese classes. This year's World Championship cheese is a semi-hard cheese called Hornbacher from Switzerland. Madison officials are looking to help low-income tenants from two area apartment buildings that are likely to close by the summer. The Rethke Terrace and Tree Lane apartments were created specifically for low-income residents. While most people in those apartments already get some help from the government to pay their rent, a few still living there do not. The city council has set aside $400,000 to help those tenants find a new place to live. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Wisconsin men's hockey team against Ohio State tonight and tomorrow in Madison. Badgers head coach Mike Hastings says the last time they faced the Buckeyes, Ohio State won.
They're really good hockey players. And it was a series that we learned from. But you've got to tip your hat to Ohio State because that was a weekend that they didn't do it to us once. They did it twice. So, you know, we learned a lot from that weekend, and hopefully we can apply that this weekend.
College hoops, the Badgers with a much-needed win over Rutgers, 78-66. Next, they'll face number 3-ranked Purdue in Indiana. NFL free agency starts next week. Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark on the Matt Rampage Show talked about what last year's young team was like during that 4-game losing streak.
You know, throughout all the ups and downs, we stay together as a team. Coach LaFleur just bringing us together as a team and keeping us together as a team. I just give him a lot of credit with that.
As Packers defensive end Kenny Clark with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A damp day today as chances of light rain continues on and off throughout the day as high temperatures hit the low 40s. Winds will start to get breezy tonight out of the north. This is going to drag in below freezing temperatures, and as the system departs, we could see some light flurries. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon to 2 on Friday, we review the state of the union address and talk about NIL. Is it going to kill college football like Barry says? Join us on Civic Media.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And can you tell me why so many people support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? He seems to attract lots of conspiracy theorists.
Well, let me tell you, you're a conspiracy theorist, and the left and the media spreads more conspiracy theories. We like the truth. We like supporting our Constitution, our freedoms, and America first. So,
what about Jewish space lasers? Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers, and really, why don't you f*** off? How about that?
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
She's nice.
That was Marge Three Toes.
Oh, am I really late?
I yelled for you.
I was on poop. Did we play Rachel Maddow too?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, we both forgot. Now your penance for playing Marjorie Taylor Greene while it was gone is playing Rachel Maddow.
Cut two?
Yes, please. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma Republicans have now banned abortion in almost every circumstance, but that apparently is not enough for them. Oklahoma Republicans are now moving a new bill that would create a state registry of every woman who does still find a way to get an abortion. I wonder what Oklahoma Republicans will want to do with a state database of women who have undergone abortions.
Yeah.
I'm sure they want it for only the most respectful and responsible reasons.
What do I keep saying? Big government. They are the party of big government now. One more. Rachel Maddow.
Other lawmakers are warning that the way the Oklahoma bill is written, it looks like it's also, in addition to creating a registry of women who have had abortions, it also seems intended to ban contraception, including forms of contraception like the IUD.
Your Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, party of small government, right?
Yep.
Okay, by the way, can I say something about Marjorie Taylor Greene telling a reporter to off? I just, once again, cannot imagine my dad, who was in Congress. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm sure he wanted a lot of reporters to off. What? What's happening? What's going on behind the scenes over there?
We're calling third.
You want to steal third? What's going on?
We were doing a lot of things as well as introducing the
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. You are magical. We were, by the way, talking in the break about out here in California. We admit to our Adam Schiff bias. We love Adam Schiff. He's been a friend of the show, for many, many years. I felt like he was the best choice for Senate out here. We have said many, many nice things about Katie Porter. I think she's fantastic, Congresswoman. But there's been a lot of what's the word, Chris? Hubbub.
Yes.
Over her using the word rigged.
Right.
She suggested that the Senate election had been rigged after she fell 20 points behind Adam Schiff and Republican. That word is so loaded after. She did try to walk it back. But, the fact is Adam Schiff obviously, had a lot of and Pelosi's endorsement and many of us just thought he had a
He has longer more experience. Record.
Yeah, exactly.
He has more experience on Capitol Hill.
To be a senator. Right. And I think, and I'd be super sad to lose her in Congress. Mm-hmm. I think she's fantastic. Yeah. But anyway, we were just saying, and you were saying even some people that voted for her that you talked to were...
They said it was a little tacky what she said.
Yeah, they were just not happy just because that's such a loaded word because Trump uses it every 2 seconds. So
right. And I was also saying that for her to say that... billionaires rigged the election.
No.
That insults me as a voter because I voted for Adam Schiff because he has more experience and he's done a fantastic job on Capitol Hill and he reaches out to us personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Katie Porter has ignored our calls.
Yeah. No, I've said any number of fantastic things about her. We'd love to have her. We've had Barbara Lena on. I think she's fantastic.
I love Katie Porter's record.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Adam Schiff, I love his record and his experience more. That's why I voted for him. It wasn't billionaires' money like Katie Porter seems to think it was.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, listen, money in politics, that's a whole other Supreme Court, issue, the whole Citizens United and money in politics. She's not wrong about that, but to imply that this particular race, I think, anyway. So
I would be happy with either one of them.
Congratulations to Chairman Schiff.
Yes.
And what's that?
I would be happy with either one of them.
Yes, yes.
If we would have gotten either one of them.
Yes,
absolutely.
As I've often said, we have a wealth of embarrassment of riches here in California politically. All right, let's do Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Hello.
And so the sexy liberal tickets are sexily on sale, sexily.
Yes.
They are the most sexily. They are wearing tight dresses.
Bent over pinball machines.
They are bent over a pinball machine, inviting you to have them. Sexyliberal.com. Get it. All right, go ahead.
That is a wonderful image to go to work with. Thank
there you,
you.
Go.
So, I am just really calling to lament, and I know this has been done 50 million times, although things like the Sex Liberal Tour and even Republicans coming out saying they're going to do what's necessary to stop this guy, although they hope they also, as you said, publicly denounce him and say you have to vote for Biden. But my brain still breaks over the fact that a person that an entire party would not only get behind but ruthlessly get behind, someone that has 71 counts, is an adjudicated rapist, is an adjudicated fraudster.
Yeah.
How do you...
People keep talking about him getting convicted before the election, Kev, and you're absolutely right. You said it, Seth Meyers, in the clip we played. He has already been convicted of rape, of lifelong business fraud. I mean, it's that's the thing that I think people keep forgetting, right?
Yeah, and what is the disconnect? I mean, there's several people I can name, including, Bill Cosby, that I love them, but there should be lines. Right. Once you like Cosby, once he was adjudicated as a sexual assaultist, I don't care if he tells a joke very well. I don't care if he had a TV show that I like. Once you go... cross that line.
Character matters. Rape matters, just for those of you, on the fence about that.
Right.
Okay. By the way, as we were saying, if it's possible for Trump to be more of a security threat, an international threat, Jeffrey Toobin, the legal analyst, said the same thing we've been saying. Trump's poor credit history, his only option for paying off his legal judgments may be to turn to foreign entities for financing. I mean, you saw the thing that Elon Musk said. He met with Trump. He's saying I thought this was a little squirrely. What did you guys think? Elon Musk said today, despite a recent meeting with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, he will not be donating money to either candidate. Well, that leaves out, would he just give Trump money to pay off his debt? He's talking about donating officially to the campaign. I wouldn't rule it out that he would, just give him money to pay off his.
Whenever Elon Musk says something, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't believe him.
But Toobin says banks at this point don't want anything to do with him. Deutsche Bank has lived a nightmare for decades now because they've been associated with Trump. So I think foreign is his only option, and that raises a very big can of worms. Everything that happens, I go, is that legal? you would not be surprised tomorrow if Russia pays off, right? E. Jean Carroll, the New York fraud thing. And then what? I mean, could he? Is it possible for him to be more compromised than he already is? Probably.
Oh. Yeah, I don't doubt the depths to which he can be compromised at all.
Pam in New Hampshire. Hello, Pam.
Hey, Stephanie. You know what Biden needs to do tonight? He needs to turn the lights down, play a tape of 4 years of Trump, play 4 years or three and a half of his, and ask America, you want to go forward or do you want this? Good night and thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. He don't have to say anything. He don't have to say anything.
I mean, I think, you know, what we've been talking about is just the fact that, well, I don't even know if Trumpers will watch the speech, but he has so well trained them that, oh, in disinformation, they'll just go, oh, fake news. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously Biden's going to be stating cold, hard facts, numbers, right?
I think Trump said he was going to be doing like a Mystery Science Theater 3000
type
of thing.
Heckling him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, as classy with a K, as always. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Fran in Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, Fran.
Hi. Oh, my God. So excited. I picked my Broadway gay on the tickets, and we're second row, baby, for Boston.
Woo-hoo! Boston. Woohoo. Thank you.
I am so excited. I turned this little gay boy who came to me as a log cabin Republican into a flaming liberal. I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, good for you. Wow. Good girl. That's fantastic.
And you help.
Aw, and I help.
Aw,
thank you.
It was the fart jokes.
That's magical. Yeah. An extra big hug for you at the at Boston Sexy Liberal. Yep. Very exciting.
Yes.
Kathy in, Kansas City, Missouri.
Whoa!
Come to Kansas City.
Hello? City we've never been to.
Hello, I am very near the Uptown Theater.
Nice.
Very nice. Yeah, we're some
great
theaters.
I think you're going to really like it. It's a beautiful old theater.
Yeah.
I was just in Kansas City last year. It is a lovely city.
It is. It is. You got to, you know.
The rest
I'm
Missouri,
kind of
Missouri,
Yeah, I'm kind of a blue dot in a red area, so
yeah.
But I
feel like Kathleen Madigan is really all you have to you know, be proud of.
I just want to remind all your Missouri listeners that the Stop the Ban petition is out right now so that we can get reproduction choice on the ballot in November.
Okay.
We only have till May 5 to get all the signatures, and if you just go out, find it, sign it, and we can be like our next door neighbor, Kansas.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. What's the matter with Kansas? Nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hooray. Oh, she had some thoughts. Sorry, I didn't cut her off. What is wrong with Kansas?
I had a gigantic table full of barbecue in Kansas City when I was there. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Also, I love liberals because they get jokes about books. That's a book. What's the matter with Kansas? Okay. David. Yay, books. David in Miami. Hello, David.
Hey, y'all. I'm hoping that your merch includes parodies of the old Wonderbug lunchbox. And I hope that Biden threatens to give $30,000 in basic income to counter the 30,000 homeless we have here in Florida, no thanks to our governor and our senators.
Because
we have a mess here, and we need Biden's help.
Yeah, I'll say. I would say a total offense. Your governor is a total offense, if you ask my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Florida's on the wish list. We have a wish list. What you can do to help is go to sexyliberal.com, get these tickets. Oh, by the way, merch not available yet, but it will be available. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'd want to buy a Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour shirt or whatever. But anyway, sexyliberal.com, the more and the quicker we sell, the more, you know, we can talk about adding cities. So please.
Exactly.
Yeah. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Oh my God. That's going to be in my carry-on, I tell you what, boy howdy. Right?
Yeah.
Because people are getting right up in my face.
They're getting their face right up in my face.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you got? 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes? Keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90. I just used it this morning. It is the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles. I use it around my eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, that little thing under your chin. You know what I mean? Your neck.
A little turkey gobble.
Turkey waddle.
That thing.
That thing. Ooh. Okay. You feel it tingling. You know it's working. I love it. There's another reason why. That's another reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. We've all been using it for 11 billion years.
Yes.
Here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's why we look 12.
Yes. Genucel XV. That's our go-to. That's what we start with in the morning with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV on special sale right now at Genucel.com. Included in that bestseller package, the best value in skincare anywhere. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last, plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself. Sir parties a lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet 5 cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh, yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know what
whatever,
this is.
Whatever, bro.
I
mean, guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up.
Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine. I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Ah, come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller. Time is through the waste.
God, first show was going insane. Jody Hamilton monitoring Minneapolis tickets. Oh, my God.
They're going fast.
SexyLiberal.com. Oh, my God. Fast. We are very, very excited. That's kicking off the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour in Minneapolis. Philly, you're up next in April. So hurry, get those tickets. All 15 cities on sale today for pre-sale, but local time.
10 a.m.
So
local time.
The Pacific right. shows specific. Those shows are not.
In about an hour and a half, they'll be available.
Right. Okay. Mountain shows like Denver, Mountain Time Zone shows like Denver, go on sale in about 35 minutes.
Yeah, so make sure you start getting your pedal boat across the bay now. We love you, Denver. City by the Bay.
Yes, and right now Phoenix is Mountain Time, too, so... Phoenix.
Yes, they are. Phoenix is tricky.
Phoenix is an elusive little desert minx.
Next week.
You never know. Sunday's
daylight savings.
Next week, they will be on our time. Believe me, I lived in Phoenix. I had to deal with this.
Right. Same with Hawaii. They don't change either. Right. So.
Yeah. Right. Lord. What the Christ. Okay. Let's go to Bill in Santa Barbara. Hello, Bill.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Handmaid's Tale, et cetera, fascism, Hitler. Yeah, hi.
Listen, the reason I called today is there's something that's not being said about women's rights in regards to having the right over their own body. And what I believe isn't being said is the people in this country that are stealing jobs are women. They've evolved from pleated skirts and frilly aprons to CEOs and business managers, and they're taking the place of men. Uh-huh. And I believe that what's going on here, they're taking away the rights to contraceptives. Contraception.
So women have to go back in. I believe
they want to get all these women pregnant and push them back into the house.
Okay.
You're
take
correct. See, this ended up better than it started.
Yeah, this is the opposite of most
of
my relationships. It started a little rocky and then it ended well.
It ended correctly.
And I'm not acquainted with that sort of thing.
It ended quite nicely.
I thought he was speaking caveman, and I was like, oh, I get what you're saying, yes. Because, right.
Yeah, bonk him over the head and drag him out to the cave by the hair.
All right. Okay. All right. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said the U.S. must provide federal protection for reproductive rights if Americans hope to avoid further restrictions on IVF, contraception, and abortion. He said none of this would be happening in Alabama on IVF if Roe v. Wade was still the law of the land, and no one should try to deny that. I think this is smart. Among the guests tonight is the first person in the U.S. to be born via IVF, a Texas woman who nearly died of septic shock when she was denied a medically necessary abortion, Kate Cox, who had to flee Texas for an abortion after she learned her fetus had a fatal chromosomal condition, an Indiana doctor who provided an abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim. Becerra said when Roe v. Wade was struck down by the Dobbs decision, the Pandora's box was opened. Now we see the consequences and how far the loss of protections of Roe go beyond abortion, which is exactly what we said about the slippery slope when this happened. Oh, by the way, under Republican control, Pandora would not be allowed to open her box. They would be in charge of when and whether she can open her box.
Mike Johnson would need to be in the room if she were to open her box.
Yes. There's a whole list of Pandora jokes that I probably should have written earlier. Hi, Karen.
We should have workshopped that.
It's just sitting right there.
I know.
Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hi, good morning. I had to work, so I've missed a lot of the show.
How dare you?
I had to call in and say I got my ticket.
Yay!
To Royal Madison.
Oh, fantastic. In May.
So I'm super excited about that.
Yay.
Yes, and it's going to be Mother's Day weekend, and that is my gift to myself for Mother's Day.
Yay.
So.
Aw, that's, we can't wait to see.
Anyway, I think we need to rename Pandora's Box. Because I don't know why the women are always getting the blame for the you know, stuff getting let out. It's typically men that make things exponentially worse for everybody else, and white men, cisgendered white men in particular.
Yes.
So I think we need to... Yeah, I think it's a good idea to workshop that.
Yes.
There you go.
Men want to control Pandora's box. That should be our... Okay, listen, Black Knight is next.
CDC estimates that 1 in 6 Americans gets food poisoning each year. Some germs, like listeria, can be deadly for certain people. It targets older adults, people with weakened immune systems, and pregnant women and their newborns. People with listeria infection usually require hospital care, and about 1 in 5 who are infected die or miscarry. Know your risk of listeria food poisoning. If you're 65 or older, have a weakened immune system, or are pregnant, you must be especially careful when selecting, preparing, and storing foods. Heat hot dogs and deli meats until steaming hot. Do not consume raw, unpasteurized milk or soft cheeses made from it. And be aware that soft cheeses made from pasteurized milk have also been associated with listeria infections and outbreaks. Learn more about how to prevent listeria food poisoning at cdc.gov/vital signs.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
All right, can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily. Because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you. And we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day... You were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age. The physical and mental health effects. Poor decision making. And the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I
I'm not going to support any candidate who wants to shovel more money out the door to foreign countries. We do not have enough to pay for our ordinary bills. It makes no sense, even if you're incredibly sympathetic to Ukraine, it makes no sense to borrow money from China to send it to Ukraine. We have no rainy day fund. We have no surplus. We have no extra money around to send them.
Right-wing douchebag, Rand Paul. You know how you fight right-wing douchebaggery?
What?
Well, you have a patriot. That's what you do, is you put a patriot on the Stephanie Miller Show for his very first appearance. Black Knight is here! Yay! And well, as you said, you and your friends call my show the Me Reading Your Tweets show, which I'm, what's your point? Why do I have to work since you are?
I mean, look, I don't mind doing all the legwork for you to create the content for your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It
saves so much time.
Thank you, Mr. Free Content. No, but you're just doing such important work. We were, you know, and by the way, you've already sweared. And I said, listen, we are big fans off air. And you said, if you're not swearing these days, there's something wrong with you.
That's right.
Oh, yes. After 7 years of, like, pulling your hair out at the constant insanity and people trying to kill us with COVID or, you know, destroying our democracy, yeah, if you're not saying a few curse words here and there, something's probably wrong with you. Maybe we should check to see if there are some skeletons in your, like, literal skeletons in your closet.
Yes, yes. We always, when we started the Happy Hour podcast, we said, if Donald Trump makes you want to drink and swear, this is the podcast
this is the place for you.
Speaking of which, you have a fantastic podcast, Pardon the Insurrection. Fantastic.
That is correct.
Thank you. Obviously, a social media star. I mean, you are all over it today. You said Democrats want women to vote. Republicans, I absolutely want to go back to the America where women couldn't vote. Vote for Biden or you'll never be able to vote again. That is, I mean, that's everything you need to say. And of course, you're referring to this nutbag that's the Republican nominee for governor in North Carolina who just said, I want to go back to a time when women couldn't vote.
Well, yeah, when you say Republican nutbag, you have to be specific.
But he's like a combination of everything awful that the Republican Party
man,
has
look,
ever.
I'm glad this isn't a conservative podcast because I'd be accused of bringing up the race card already 2 seconds in. But yeah, a black Nazi from the Republic of Gilead. Awesome choice, guys. Great way to lose North Carolina. Yeah. Genius move.
Yeah. That's what I said. He's a birther. He's a black guy that calls other black people apes and monkeys. What is even? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's the Clarence Thomas of Republican gubernatorial candidates. It's insane.
They are this close to parody every day. He's this close to the Dave Chappelle blind white supremacist character. Like he's. So let's talk about what the president's going to talk about tonight, State of the Union. You retweeted Stephen Ratneau, who said even excluding post-2020 catch-up growth, the U.S. has added more jobs per month under Biden than under any other president. I mean, I wish he could put up graphs like this tonight, right?
Oh, well, he can put up all the graphs he wants. He can talk about it endlessly for hours. The media doesn't care because it's boring. So, you know, good luck with getting people to actually agree on some kind of factual basis as to his job performance. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be some headlines tomorrow about how old he sounds.
Yes. Yes.
Of that matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were saying that, Black Knight, that I don't know how you combat that, that, you know, there is a segment of the population, if they watch tonight, will go, oh, that's all fake news.
I know how he could combat it. It is to become a short poster. The presidential version of a short poster. He should just show up to the State of the Union address tonight with his special guest, Jack Smith. And then that would get all of the headlines.
Yeah.
And, like, at least no one would be talking about his age tomorrow. They would be talking about how maybe we might potentially see some members of Congress getting indicted in the near future.
Yeah. You know, this is a good point. We're also running against the media, which I think, you know, is why I love your tweet so much. You said polls, Trump will win the state by 60 points. Primary election, Trump wins state by 30 points. Conclusion, polls were wrong by 30 points.
The polls were saying he would win by 40 points and he only won by 20 in a number of states. So they were off by 20 points.
Right. But also that is underperforming for an incumbent. That you know, 20 to 40% that voted for Nikki Haley is, you know, is a death knell for him in the general. They don't talk about that.
Well, you brought up North Carolina, and if you look at the exit polls from Tuesday, one of the most alarming questions on there, well, at least if you're a Republican, for me, it was like, yay, champagne, pop it, was will you vote for the GOP nominee in November, regardless of who the nominee is? And 81% of Haley voters said no, they can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
Obviously, 81% of her supporters, that's not a realistic number. But if 10% or 20% of Haley voters decide they're not voting for Trump in November, whether that be in North Carolina or any other state, Trump is losing that state. And like the media is like, oh, Trump is indomitable.
Yeah.
Not actually looking at factual information. It drives me crazy. I pull my hair out. I had an afro like 2 weeks ago. And now I have a fade, and I didn't even go to the barber. I just pulled my hair out.
Your profile picture looks like Link from Mod Squad. I wondered what happened. That's a super old reference. Uh-huh. Okay.
I do have hair under there. I just, you know, haven't changed my profile picture. That is because there's the running gag of me changing my screen name, but Elon has even found a way to ruin that. Because now every time I change my screen name, I gotta like do the bot test, and then I get deboosted for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, just killing the fun. So.
Buzzkill. By the way, so we've been talking about who is it? Lee Stefanik said they're really gonna go with, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And as you said, if there was ever any evidence that convincing your supporters that vaccines are deadly and getting COVID is awesome was a terrible political strategy, it has to be underperforming the polls in every state, but one on Super Tuesday, because your voters are probably dead.
Hey, okay, look, no, we stopped talking. I get everyone that's traumatized, and then we stopped talking about generally talking about COVID in public a year ago.
Yeah.
But like, has anyone ever considered the idea that, hey, like all of these, you know, excess deaths that have been reported in red counties might have something to do with the fact that, like, no matter what the polls say, Trump can't seem to meet them when there's actual votes cast? I don't know.
Yeah. And I think like he was helpful in basically telling Haley voters to off yesterday.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. I appreciate, like, the most incredible part about that is like Trump is like, oh, you guys are terrible, we don't want you in the party, and President Biden's like, Haley voters, I know we don't agree on everything, but there's a place for you in the Democratic Party. And what does the media do? Is like, oh, Trump finally became presidential. It's insane.
I know. Yes, you tweeted Trump, Haley voters are leave the party. Biden, Haley voters, we don't agree on everything, but there's a place for you in the Democratic Party. Media, Trump has honed his message. He has finally become presidential. I mean, this is why voices like yours, Black Knight, are so critical, because you're not just calling out the facts. You're calling out the media bias that for some reason, you know, is always skewed, not just toward Trump, but toward Republicans. Don't you think?
Look, I can't say that I know for sure what the cause is of this unending slant towards making Republicans seem normal. But I have to imagine that if I were, say, running a media outlet of the size of a CNN or an MSNBC or even a Fox News for that matter, I would be having backroom conversations with, you know, a number of cohorts around the company about, hey, so if Trump does happen to be reelected and come back into power, what's our plan to not get massacred, right? So I assume that maybe this is some kind of they made some kind of executive decision to not call out Republicans on this stuff because they hope that in case Trump does get reelected, they get to live. I mean, it's probably poor calculus on my part.
Yeah, but you, as you also said, we live in these weird times where Biden doesn't get any credit for destroying the competition so badly that it ends their careers, and Trump gets endless praise for losing 35% of his voters to his former employee. I mean, I'm sure the Dean Phillips endorsement is going to be a rocket boost now. But
could you imagine a world where President Biden was losing 30% of his voters to Mayor Pete?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And by the way, speaking of percentages, I keep talking, Black Knight, about how we got to take back all. First of all, they're the party of big government. I mean, they're the party of the government controlling everything about your life. Right. But you also retweeted Richie Torres, who said House Republicans are defunding the police, DOJ by 3%, ATF by 7%, FBI by 6%. Because of this insane, oh, Donald Trump is being persecuted thing. Like, what? If they took back power, Black Knight, immediately they would, like, superfund those same agencies to go after Trump's political rivals, right?
I don't even think they would waste time with that, you know, because Trump has said himself that he just plans on deputizing state and local law enforcement all across the country and rounding people up on day one. So, yeah, like, why even go through the rigmarole of funding the FBI when you got your own private army out there just waiting?
Yeah. Tell us, before we go, a little bit about, I hope you'll come back again and again. Tell us a little about yourself and how you got to this, to the activism. How did you achieve your current awesomeness is my tough question.
Okay, well, so I wasn't, like, hugely vocal politically, but I do pay attention. And over the course of the Trump administration, I was like, oh, this is crazy, like, every single day. And then you get to 2020, you're like, man, is someone going to do something? I hope someone's going to do something. Please, someone do something. And then no one was doing anything. I was like, all right, I guess I got to. I mean, and, like, the exactly. I guess the moment, the inflection point where I was like, all right, I guess someone has to do it is when so I'll tell you a secret about President Biden. He actually hangs out with Black people.
Clutch the pearls.
It's hard to believe, right? And then he gets a little too comfortable in front of the camera sometimes, as you're well aware. And he went and said in public something that we probably say in private that you shouldn't likely say in front of, your Caucasian friends. And he went out there and said, hey, if you don't know who you're voting for in the 2020 election, you ain't Black. And I'm like, oh, my God, he told me the secret. Yeah, and I was like, I guess I got to step in and clear this up. And here we are, 2024. Yeah. Doing the same thing.
I mean, it's true. Like, JoJo from Jersey, our friend, she's a mom in New Jersey. But I think you're right. So many people have been radicalized, but just politicized by how awful the Trump years were. Right. I mean, like you said, what you said sort of echoes Obama saying we're the ones we're waiting for. Right. You're just like, I guess I got to do this because no one else. The media is not going to help us. Supreme Court's not going to help us. Right.
No, it's the literal pick yourself up from your bootstraps thing, except for, like, in a practical sense. Like, Republicans rig the government against you and then wonder why you can't help yourself. Well, at least in this case, we've got social media, we've got the internet, we've got access to microphones and YouTube and whatever. Do what you can. Like, it may seem like a drop in the ocean, but if enough of us come together, we can turn this tsunami blue.
Yep.
And win our country back.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of color, this is how post-racial the Stephanie Miller Show is. I didn't even know, in fact, that you were a Black Knight. I just, knew that was your Twitter handle. But
like 9-inch shining armor, except like the reverse where you're the Black. No, I'm like literally Black and my last name is Knight.
I did not know how literal it was that your actual name is Knight and you are in fact Black. I just thought you were awesome on Twitter and I wanted to be reading your tweets forever for free. Yeah. Thank you for the free writing. thanks so much. And please keep doing the work you're doing and
you're
come
awesome.
Back and visit us anytime. Okay.
Will do. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Thank you so much.
The Black Knight, everybody.
That's right.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
That's cozy.
Up there in the presidential suite. By the way, my tiny baby nephew who plays the president in Shonda Rhimes' new Netflix series. Mm-hmm. Today's the big day, Chris. He's shooting. Oh, I said it wrong yesterday. It's a shower scene. He's shooting, not a bathtub scene.
Yeah, you gotta look good.
But he's
in
been juice fasting because he plays the first gay president. So you know.
Well, if he's shooting a shower scene, I hope he doesn't accidentally walk onto the set of Psycho.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Or Bobby Ewing doesn't get out of the
right,
shower.
Right. Exactly.
Anyway, my point is, he is ensconced in cozier sheets and cozier towels up there in the guest bathroom, and that's why I can never ever get rid of house guests. The guy that owns the show is coming next week.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure if I have more, rats or unnecessary house guests. But listen, Cozy Earth, I'm telling you, is the most luxurious, the softest, 15 awesome new colors.
What?
The sheets come in all these amazing, all made from viscose from bamboo, temperature regulating. You'll sleep cool and comfy year round. 100-night sleep trial. What do you got to lose? Go now, CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout. Save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com, promo code Miller.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation, and today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets. They're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashed into walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you Baroque it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus de Lots of Miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Morning Kick. I've needed to my Morning Kick this morning just to get have my mental acuity to understand the technical sexyliberal.com stuff that you've all been explaining to me. I'm going to need it for this 15-city tour. I tell you what, get some Morning Kick. I'm telling you, I can feel the difference in my performance on whether I'm biking or hiking or you name it. Just in general, has 10 supplements in one in there. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. It is not your average drink. Strawberry lemonade flavor, it's powerful new formula, helps your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. It has probiotics to shed pounds, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. Try it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in the code Stephanie. Hello! 54 minutes after the hour. Wow, wow, wow. SexyLiberal.com has done did exploded.
Yep.
Yeah, go. Get your tickets now. What?
Denver will be for sale in about 5.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And Phoenix.
Yes. 10 a.m. local time.
Yep.
Your local time. All the tickets go on sale for all 15 cities.
Yep.
Chicago has already been up for sale, so I would hurry on that one because that's the big August show right before the DNC.
Right. Right.
And that was not included in this tour because we were already on sale.
Exactly.
And whatever.
Right.
So, because, you know, some people saw the thing and they were like, where's Chicago? Chicago will sell out, so I would hurry.
Yes.
I would hurry. Yeah, get your two, you know, or more, but I definitely get at least two, right? Bring someone.
I'm going to take you to the Sexy Liberal Show. I've got two tickets in my pocket, baby. For the meet and gravel.
Let's do it.
Life be so long.
Ha, ha.
Donna Wanker. I've got two tickets to Steph tonight. Living virtues with me tonight. I've got two tickets to Steph tonight. 60 liberal show tonight.
Wahoo! Thank you very much, Mike. Listen, if Madonna can still be touring, I can get my creaky old ass out. My girlfriend went to Madonna. She said it was fantastic.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
Did she start on time?
No. Don't be ridiculous. That's why I don't
think
those
start
things
charging
with her. She didn't go on until 10 o'clock. Something.
Sexy Liberal starts on time.
Yes, it does. Because grandma, you know.
Her promoters
listen,
are going to start
if I could do all matinees, I would. I'm going backstage. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Grandma's I got to go get bed. Sleep.
she said she talked about her. She said she knew God was there when she was hospitalized with a serious bacterial infection in June. She recalled the near-death experience at her sold-out show here in L.A., told fans her first word coming out of an induced coma after 4 days was no. She said, I'm pretty sure that was God saying to me, do you want to come? Do you want to come with me? And I said, no. Wow, she's talking to God. I think I by about 12, 13 cities in, I might start talking to God.
I think so.
I'm just saying, but she had a bit, she's a bacterial. We had to do this because I know COVID was viral. It was actually a bacteria.
Some boys kiss me, some boys hug me. I think they're okay.
Okay.
If they don't show me test results, then I just walk away. They can't cough and they can't sneeze if they've been on a flight.
That's right.
'Cause the boy with a surgical mask is always Mr. Right. We are living in a bacterial world, and I am a bacterial girl. You know that we are living in a bacterial world, and I am not wishing to hurl.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thank you, Marion Ann Arbor. What are the chances we would just have that? Yeah, because all of our listeners are like, you know, science nerd, book smart, and they're like, it's viral. It's not a bacterial infection. COVID is not. So, see, we've been saving that to play.
For Madonna.
COVID was made up of little spiky balls.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. She talked to God, which was what, Jody? Like a prayer. Okay. I had to get that. Shove that in. Shove it in. No load.
How long did you work on that?
Yeah, not very long.
Okay.
And it shows.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on my Sexy Liberal material way longer.
Good.
Go to SexyLiberal.com. Get those tickets. 15 cities on sale today. Eat it. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Email from school.
About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the